at 6:06. It is clear, a rather nippy 40 degrees this morning on our way to 75. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Mayor Bartlett proposes a $673 million budget. Now, that is down some $28 million from the current spending plan. It would eliminate over 200 city positions. Most are already vacant because of hiring freezes. The mayor, again, is proposing using a portion of the expiring Vision 2025 tax to fund police and fire operations. That is a proposal shot down last year by the city council.
By a vote of 7-2, this council voted down that opportunity. This year, we are experiencing the consequences of that vote. There will be no police and no fire academies next year.
Under his plan, water and sewer rates would also increase. Water would go up 7%, sewer 9.75%. The council will have between now and the 1st of July to tweak the plan. Oklahoma's Director of Corrections releases the full timeline of Clayton Lockett's bungled execution, filling in the missing details from when the screens went down and the execution was halted to when Lockett died.
Shortly after the screens were lowered during the execution, a phone in the viewing area rang and Director Robert Patton took the call from the warden in the hallway. According to his report, the vein in Lockett's groin where the IV was placed had collapsed and the drugs were being absorbed into tissue or leaking out. Patton asked the doctor if enough drugs had been administered to cause death. No. Is another vein available and are there enough drugs remaining? No and no. Patton asked again if a lethal dose had been administered. No. At this point, Lockett was unconscious and had a faint heartbeat. Patton re-entered the viewing area at 6:56 to announce the execution had been stopped. 10 minutes later, the doctor pronounced Lockett dead. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Now, Madeline Cohen is the attorney for the next scheduled inmate on death row. She says Governor Fallon's internal review is not enough.
Until Oklahoma has conducted a truly independent investigation, and that means an investigation that is not being overseen by the governor's cabinet and the governor's staff and people associated with the administration, there should be no more executions in Oklahoma.
Cohen is reviewing what legal action she will file on behalf of her client. Education and administrators speak out at an education forum in Tulsa, sponsored by Oklahoma Watch. Tulsa Hawthorne Elementary Principal Estella Bitson says there needs to be more education collaboration.
You can't do that as a dictatorship. You have to make sure that you are using your resources, and your resources are those employees or people that are on the front line.
And she says that means teachers. Another Tulsa rec center is demolished.
It's the Franklin Recreation Center, raised this time over objections of some neighbors and the Tulsa councilor for that district. Jack Henderson's work to try and save rec centers targeted for demolition on the city's north side, but the Parks Department's following through with a master plan that calls for changes that don't include renovating older buildings. Henderson is afraid it could mean trouble.
And this is a hot summer coming up. Without those rec centers, I don't know what kind of problems I'm going to have as a legislator for that district. I'm going to be depending on the mayor and the Parks Department to try to make sure that this summer is a safe summer.
The rec centers are being replaced with splash pads, picnic areas, and some other amenities. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny and warmer today, a high of 75. Tonight, clear, cool again, 49 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and much warmer, a high of 85. And then listen to this, Sunday, sunny, windy and hot, a high of 91. Monday, breezy and again, a high of 91. National Weather Service radar is clear now at 6:10. It is clear and 40. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.